Roxo Media House.
A special edition from Schollmeyer Arena. This is Frogs Today with special guest, head volleyball coach Jason Williams, ESPN football expert David Pollack, head basketball coach Jamie Dixon, plus head football coach Sonny Dykes in his own words. Here's your host, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, Brian Estridge.
Frogs Today starts right now here on the Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. We're coming to you here from the South End Zone Suites at Amon G. Carter Stadium with good reason. You'll find out here shortly while we're here. We got a lot we got to get into this week. Some news and notes first to start the day. And let's start on the football side where Garrett Riley has been named one of the finalists now for the Broyles Award. The Frank Broyles Award honors the best assistant coach in college football every year. Garrett Riley on that list for TCU football. Max Duggan as well continues to add, at least getting closer to grabbing some hardware. This time he's named to that semifinalist list. The finals for the Davey O'Brien set to be announced here in just a couple of, just a couple of days now. We'll know who the final winner is for the Davey O'Brien, and Max makes that list as well as a couple of others. So keep your eye on this. That hardware going to start rolling in here for Max Duggan. The biggest news, though, around TCU athletics has to do with what happened with this volleyball program. They have qualified now for the NCAA tournament. Friday at 4:30, they'll be taking on the Washington Huskies out of the Pac-12. Just the fourth time that volleyball has made the NCAA tournament here in program history. Jason Williams gets it done in year number one. And we'll talk more about that here in just a second. Basketball in action, of course, tonight. The Horned Frog men's team taking on Providence. Jamie Dixon's going to be by a little bit later on. Last night, actually, it was a businessman special yesterday, Incarnate Word in town for Reagan Peebly's team. So busy time of year right now, but let's start with that big news we talked about earlier, the volleyball program. We had a chance to catch up with Coach Williams and the gang as they get ready now for the NCAA tournament that happens on Friday.
Just super excited for this group, super excited for the university, super excited for the Frog fan, you know, like just being able to be a part of this and, you know, with this senior group that hasn't been able to experience it before. I'm just so excited for them.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This year has been super fun, a blessing, something that I didn't expect. And I think it's been just super, super special to get to be a part of, like, you know, it's my last tournament, but it's also a lot of these girls' first tournament. So I think that's been a lot of fun. Fun for me to get to go one more time and fun for them just to see the excitement. The first year.
So proud, like so excited, something really none of us have ever experienced before. So honestly, I don't even have a word for it. Just so full of joy.
I am super pumped. I mean, as they have said, like some of us have never made it, some of us have, so I'm just super pumped to see what it's all about.
Oh my gosh, it is just such a big blessing, and I think this team has worked so hard all season long, and our team chemistry has come together, the grit we have, and just overall, we were just so excited.
I'm so excited. It's just surreal. Like, it's just such a great moment to experience this with some of my best friends. It's just amazing. I'm so happy for our program, for our university, for our coaches. It's just awesome.
Well, from that piece there, we bring the man himself onto the set here as we come to you from the campus of TCU today for Frogs Today on the Wednesday edition. Glad you've joined us. The Jason Williams is with us right now, and he's alongside Wow, congratulations, man. You told us from the beginning, I remember the first conference that we had, and you said, listen, this is not, I don't believe in rebuilding. I don't believe in being patient. We want to get after it. And you found a way to get them in the NCAA tournament in year one. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It really is amazing. And just really proud of the players. And it really was just the buy-in. You know, they believed, and I just tried to build that belief in them. And the players were there. But yeah, just the overall buy-in, I think, is what's kind of led to our success.
Was it 10 or 12 games in where it all started to click, and I guess that buy-in was complete?
Preseason was rough. Yeah. We were running a different lineup almost every match, trying to get Audrey on the right side, which is where we thought her natural position would be. But yeah, about 12, 13 games in, we were like, we just got to move her to the outside, to the left, and that's where she just started blowing things up.
Boy, did she ever. Continues to garner, well, now postseason awards, first team all conference, but of course, player of the week again, was that four times?
Four times,
that's,
yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really special, yeah. and rare. Not many have done that.
Right. Did you know that going in, that she could be that kind of player?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, she was that player in juniors.
Yeah.
Started her career here pretty good, then got injured, and then I think she just didn't believe that she still had it, and this year we were just able to get it out of her.
She is she's a lead by example kind of player, isn't she? I mean,
definitely.
Yeah.
A little bit of a quiet leader, but yeah, when our kind of metaphors in our gym are just be a dragon, you know, like dragons kind of decimate everything in their path, and yeah. And we always say we want to crush balls and break fingers, you know, in volleyball, and she can do that.
I love that. She is kind of your quiet leader by example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that Callie on the other side is maybe not the quiet.
Not the quietest one, yeah. For sure.
I can tell.
Yeah, we call her like a bulldog. Like she's just in your face, you know. She's barking up everybody's tree, you know. And but that's what I love about having her here is there are a lot of just really great kids on the roster, but her maturity, her experience, and she knows how to pull the best out of her teammates.
Yeah, she gets to go back to the NCAA tournament again. Mm-hmm. Now, does Callie also a first teamer in the league? And you and I have talked about the fact your daughter playing for you, how is that? And I loved what you were saying to Elle, our producer, that good coaches are even.
Mm-hmm.
They're fair. There's no difference in how you handle any player on the roster.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wasn't really worried about it, but there's going to be the perception of like, how's this going to work out? New head coach, daughter comes in. Like, we've heard a lot of horror stories of different sports in the past, but I think we just did what we do. We have a great relationship off the court, and I think everybody saw that. And she doesn't talk back to me, you know, like she treats me like a coach in practice. And now the maturity, when we have the conversations out of practice, it's more like coach to coach. It's not, she's just not, you know, complaining or trying to play favorites as a player. She sees it. She sees the game, and she knows what we needed to do.
Was there even a conversation at the very beginning? Did you even have to sit down and say, okay, here's how we're going to handle this, or did it just come naturally?
Well, you know, everything was really fast.
Yeah.
So she was retired.
Right.
She had a job, was planning on getting a job. There was a hiring freeze. So she's like, what do I do? I'm like, come play for me because I could use your leadership, whether you play or not, you know. And we already had Kenzie, who's an amazing setter herself. And when she decided to come in, it was just like, hey, this is, yeah, I need you to stir the pot a little bit. I need you to try to pull, you know, the best version out of the players as we can. And again, I'm proud of her maturity because she would see what I was doing and like understand how I was speaking to the team, and she could kind of translate for me in a way that they could understand even better.
We saw the watch party with those highlights just a mm-hmm. moment ago. Was there ever a doubt for you?
There was a doubt all the way up till we won the last match. Once we beat OU, they're just, to me, there was just no way, you know. And there's forums out there that, you know, try to analyze everything, and our name was never in the discussion for the bubble for like really the last week. And so I felt good after that win, but I did think if we took the dinger to OU, that could have dropped us back down on the bubble. But our RPI, I think, was high enough.
But until you see your name flash.
100%. I've seen some scary brackets come out, people not getting called, and Yeah, but just the joy that they had, the pure joy, you know, of getting, seeing your name up there is just awesome.
But I know you, and the times that we've been together, just getting there is not enough.
No,
you got Washington coming up on Friday, and I know what's running through your mind right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, it's a good draw for us. I mean, obviously, we knew we would probably be in a bracket with a number one seed, maybe a number two overall. But Washington, I mean, they are a very good team, but this is not one of their best, and they've had an injury to a major position. So very, very winnable if we play the way we can.
And going into it pretty healthy?
We are, yes.
See, that's to be able to do that at this time of year, you look around the country, and there's a lot of teams that can't say that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Blessed to be healthy right now and rested, because we basically had three bye weeks with the Texas match. So we feel pretty good.
All right, be honest with me now. It's just the two of us talking. Have they exceeded your expectations?
Honestly, I think so. Because I spent the entire spring working on mentality. Our skill set was not there. So then when you get to the fall, you work on the skill set, you work on the systems. But Callie helped that a lot, you know, and with that. And I will be honest, I thought getting to tied for third in conference would be an amazing season. But some of the wins we've had, and then just outright being third, we were one Baylor point away from being tied for second in conference. Like they barely won a match that we could have easily been there, and I think we lost a couple that we could have won.
Well, what do you say we make a pact here today that next week we'll revisit and talk about the win on Friday night?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, what a story, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We're planning on doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Jason Williams, the Jason Williams, joining us here on Frogs Today. Coming up next, David Pollock. He's a fan of the Frogs, even though he's a Georgia Bulldog. Mm-hmm. He'll be at game day on Saturday for the Frogs. We'll talk to David next when we continue with Frogs Today after this timeout.
Dave's Hot Chicken is a cult favorite and now has two locations in Fort Worth, Bryant Irvin Road on I-20 and Berry Street at TCU, both owned and operated by Horned Frogs. Order the number 4 or number 5 for the tastiest lunch special under $10, or order online at daveshotchicken.com.
The Flying T Club provides the everyday TCU fan and alum the ability to specifically support TCU student athletes. Flying T Club offers 3 levels of memberships. The Flying T Club is a nonprofit organization supporting the brand development of TCU student athletes through a series of unique event-based networking opportunities, which are exclusive to our members. These events provide a great social engagement tool for our members and student athletes alike. Follow them on Instagram at Flying Tea Club or online at flyingteaclub.com.
Welcome back into Frogs Today. Now, we're honored to have David Pollock with us right now. Of course, you're going to see him on Saturday. He'll be there for game day as the Frogs and the Kansas State Wildcats meet at 11 o'clock at AT&T Stadium. Let's talk a little college football right now with an expert. All right, David, I wanted to reach out to you, and I appreciate you carving out some time for us, because I do believe that you're one of those guys that recognizes the path that TCU has taken, the 5 ranked team victories, the road games that they've had to go and find a way to win, and that you have an appreciation for where this 12-0 team stands right now.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, it's been a fun season to watch. Listen, survive in advance early, right? Like find your niche, find out who you are, find out what you are. I think it's fun story, Max Duggan, and you really didn't know what you had in there early in the season, and he's been banged up, and then now you look at him and, you know, I tweeted after that Baylor game, like he was my Heisman front runner at that point for what he did, because you don't have Miller on the field. You don't have Johnson on the field. You literally are down your 3 best weapons, and he found a way to get her done. So it was impressive. But no, it's been a fun team to watch, man. You see the growth throughout the season. That's another thing too, man. Teams have to find themselves. Teams have to figure out who they are, what they are. And as you go on in the season, you start to see teams develop identities, and you start to see them play better and know their roles and know what they do well, know what they don't do well. And I think TCU's done an unbelievable job staying perfect as they did that along the season. As you're developing, as you're growing, as you're dealing with all kinds of injuries, as you guys know and have felt throughout the season, you know, finally getting healthy for this Big 12 championship game, which is great.
You know, one of the things that Sonny talks about all the time, Coach Dyke says, is details. You know, taking care of the little things. And it's amazing how many times during a game, during a season, you see little things pop up where you go, they did that on Thursday. They worked on that on Tuesday. those are difference makers in a season too.
Oh, 100%. The field goal unit in the Baylor game. Like, yeah. If you're not working on that, those are things, that, the 2-minute drills that you have, and, you know, finishing the half good against, you know, teams like Kansas State, you know, like different avenues, finishing the games well, like you did the first, shoot, every game of the season, just being a great second half team. And then again, those are details too. Those are halftime adjustments. Those are understanding what a defense is doing to you and taking it away. Understand what an offense is doing to you and taking it away, and finding a way to get stopped. And I think I love too the way, you know, you turn the whole, you go through the whole season, and the defense, all of us blowhards on air that you all like to bark at and yell at and hate because of what we say. You know, then Texas, you smack them in the mouth and play great defense. And I did a tape on you guys' physicality. It was flipping fantastic. I mean, just setting the tone and tackling really, really well, being physical at the point of attack, taking on double teams, setting the tone and being like, no, this is how it's going to be all game long, dominating that football game. So it's been a fun progression. Those details matter. And I'm a high school football coach, and you know, we preach that all week to our kids, and those little details. And you watch throughout the game, man. It's little details that add up to little plays that add up to big plays throughout a game that add up whether you win or lose.
You know, one of the things that we say around here that sort of levels the playing field for TCU versus other teams is the team speed. For us, you know, who see it on a weekly basis, we think TCU is one of the faster teams in the country. It looks that way every week that we see it. You're an outsider looking in. Give us some sense of what you think of TCU's team speed.
Yeah, I can get down with that. Especially offensively. I think offensively is just stupid. You start looking at your guys, and not only, I mean, dude, I don't think people understand, like, the trio, like, just think about Miller at running back. Like, this is something that people don't understand. You got to tackle Miller for four quarters, who squats or deadlifts 17,000 pounds, and like, he's built thick, and just it's a problem to tackle, and you got to deal with the tempo. And then Duggan's a big old sucker that people don't realize. So it's not just, to me, the speed, it's also the physicality. But Johnson out wide, who's big at 6'4", yep, but can also fly down the field. Then you got Levin in the slot. Like, good God, he catches the football. You see that crosser against Kansas State, and it's like, hey, bye Felicia, like nothing but taillights. So I mean, I think it's a combination of the physicality at the skill too, because you got big guys on the outside that shoot, 18 being 6'5", 6'6". I mean, I think it's a combination of speed and skill, and offensive wise, it's tempo and having balance and having different guys. I mean, you know, DeMarcado comes in the game and he's physical and runs the ball hard. So I think it's a full combination. That's why you guys are where you're at.
All right, so let me ask you this, David. Do they pass the eye test? When you start talking college football playoff, Final Four, whatever, does TCU pass the eye test in your mind?
Heck yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. Like, I am a believer right now that TCU's in regardless, whether they win or whether they lose this weekend. And here's another thing that's going to be talked about tonight on the show, or we'll talk about on the Tuesday show, is, listen, like, I don't like the fact, like, right now we have resumes exactly where they're at, and TCU's clearly in the top three. Georgia's clearly in the top three. You have Michigan clearly in the top three. Don't tell me they have to go play another game and all of a sudden they fall out of that. Like, to me, that kind of drives me nuts. Like, they've clearly outplayed people. I think this year is obviously different too with what you're looking at, because there's three teams that have separated themselves from everybody else that don't even have a loss. And I think all three of those teams, you look at, they play close games and they lose. I think that you're looking at a chance to still be in the college football playoff. Don't penalize these kids for having to play an extra game and a team you could lose to. Like Kansas State, you've already beaten them. Like, you've already played this team once and beaten them. So, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting weekend. But USC and Ohio State are really the two, I think, that people are looking at to figure out how you compare and contrast those between each other.
If it goes according to plan and the Horned Frogs face Michigan in the Fiesta out in Phoenix, give me some sense as to what you see in that matchup. Who has the advantage going in?
That would be y'all are going to get a good taste of physicality. I think Michigan and Georgia have separated themselves as, you know, physical teams. And I think Michigan's the most physical team in the country. I just think they are, you know, they have done an unbelievable job up front. Like, their center, they got a center transfer, and their offensive line guards and center and guards are just, they're physical. They pull, they got a good system. They're going to make you tackle your backs. JJ McCarthy in the biggest game of the season just went bananas throwing the football too. So if you could have some balance, but I think you guys on the perimeter, I think whoever you guys play are going to try and have a lot of success on the outside. Like, it's not just one guy. It's not just, you know, two guys with the combination, the trio y'all got. And I think Duggan too. Duggan's going to be a pain in the butt because I think in the playoff game, you'll be more inclined to run him. And because he is a great runner. People don't realize how athletic he is. So I think Michigan and TC, I think you're thinking Michigan's not as fast, not as skilled, but what they make up for that is going to be they're going to try to shorten the game, hit you in the mouth. Can you guys be physical like you were against Texas? Can you guys meet that physical challenge? Because it'll be two contrasting styles for sure. Michigan will go like this and bring everybody in tight. And y'all are going to be like, hee. And Michigan's going to wait for that play clock. And they're going to go like this. And they're going to count it down. And then y'all are going to be like, hurry up. Get on the line. Let's go. So it'll be two contrasting styles. That's for dang sure.
All right, final question. And I know you'll let us know on Saturday where you're leaning. What are you looking for in this matchup, Kansas State and TCU?
Well, I think Kansas State is a really, really good team. I mean, and again, this team is different because when Will Howard's been inserted into the lineup, and y'all saw that up close and living color because y'all they were the first team that you really got to see him. I mean, the kid can throw the football. He can spin it. And they do such a good job with unbalanced. And, you know, they're just physical. They're tough. They're a little bit dinged up at safety that I think you guys can take advantage of probably a little bit more. But they're a good team and a different team since Will Howard's been in the mix. But listen, I expect TCU to do what they've done all year. I do expect them to win.
David, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for carving out a couple of minutes for us today.
No problem. Appreciate it, brother.
Okay. Jamie Dixon's next, the head men's basketball coach. Frogs taking on Providence tonight. Get a little preview of that matchup, the Big 12 Big East battle, when we continue at Frogs Today after this timeout.
Simply the best barbecue in Fort Worth. Dine in, catering, or drive through. 2900 Montgomery, just off I-30. Remember, the best barbecue in Fort Worth is at Railhead Smokehouse.
For exclusive interviews and content on TCU Recruits, subscribe now at frogstoday.com. Any sport, anytime. It's your source for all things TCU. Only on frogstoday.com.
Welcome into Frogs Today here on the Wednesday. We come to you now from Coach Jamie Dixon's office here, the TCU basketball offices, with the head coach alongside, because tonight, big win for the Horned Frogs against Providence. It is the Big 12 Big East battle. That's what I'm being told. This has turned into a nice little set of games over the years between these two leagues.
Yeah, it's been a discussion amongst the coaches how much we love it or how much we like it. There's been some challenges with it, the dates, the opponents, who's home, who's on the road, and between the two challenges, and hasn't quite gone as told, as planned, as we were directed. So, but we're getting a great opponent here, and Providence obviously beat us 2 years ago, which hopefully is a reminder to our guys as well. But they're a very good program, a lot of history. Coach Cooley's a great coach, good friend, and he's done an unbelievable job. They great following there. They pack their place, and they just slide a lot of basketball history at Providence College.
Yeah, the other thing about them, too, is like every other roster other than TCU's, a lot of new faces on this one. Seven transfers in.
Yeah, right? Transfers. And that's what they did. They picked up some good ones. They had a lot of good players last year. Obviously, they won the Big East last year, but had to replace some guys. I think they had four or five starters that left. So they went and got guys. They got guys that people wanted, and Coach Cooley can recruit, and he can go get guys, and that's what they did. So they're old. Real quick, and they've played in other areas. And, you know, experience is a whole new word now. Experience maybe somewhere else is just as good. So that's what we've seen across the country, and this is one of those teams.
Your team finally starting to come back. Still not everyone on the roster yet. We'll get to see it a little bit closer here tonight. But you got Mike Miles back at the two games in the Emerald Coast Classic, and boy, did it make a difference as you win that tournament.
Well, he was good. I mean, what I really liked about him was what he did defensively for us. I thought he was a difference maker on that end. Obviously, he was playing the point with Damian out and all the time, with Hadi getting some minutes too. So, you know, obviously – this is, you know, not what we thought we'd be, but it is what it is. And Emmanuel was out, and you have two all-league guys sitting on the side. It's just strange. But Mike looks like he's back to full speed and really seeing it on the defensive end.
Yeah, the defensive end for this team is, as you talked about, is where they're going to make their money, right?
Yeah, and you know, depth's a big part of that, and guard and ball pressure, and that's what we were missing with Mike and Damian out. And I can't wait to see us playing with both those guys to start the out front, to cut the ball pressure, to bother defenses, take them out of their rhythm, and I think that leads to our other guys picking up the pressure on the ball as well. And it's, we're not there yet. We're not the team I thought we'd be defensively, but it's gonna, you got to get all your guys out there, and the depth, it makes everybody else better. Yeah. Once you got those guys out there, they make everybody else better, and it's not a one for one trade. It's just it just makes everybody else better.
Much of it forced because of injury, but you've also juggled some lineups this year. You've played six different lineups.
I think we started six different.
Yeah, six different. Yeah,
I think that might be a record. Sure, right. They can't be more, but. yeah, hey, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, I said to, on the radio, I don't know, you weren't there, I guess, but I said after the game, I was like, it's the first game I went into of the year knowing, like, the night before who we were going to have, who was playing, and what we were. Usually we've literally gone up to game time not knowing who was playing. That's what I've had in all six of the prior five games, to be honest with you. So had a game plan. We worked on it the night before, had the guys we thought we were going to have, and had them at the position, then practice, walked through at the position they were going to play and the role that they were going to be in. So, you know, hopefully we'll be at that point again today.
Walk through the process now, or what happens here prior to Christmas. You got a couple of key games, obviously, starting tonight with Providence. You get a little time off for exams as well. Then it becomes all about basketball, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you practice during exams, but you're adjusting to the final schedule because those are different than the regular classes. And so there's always some adjustments. You know, then we have graduation here, so we're not in our arena for a lot of that time too. So it's a whole different thing than what you're used to. You adjust, you find different ways, and you try to get the best group out there. And also, you know, you try to get some stuff in there too, because you have all that time. But it's not as smooth as you'd like it, just because of finals and injuries, or guys may be out, and then, like I said, facilities.
Yeah, facilities can be a big issue, as you mentioned there. One thing that stands out, though, right now, the depth of this group still having fun out there. You can tell when they're playing, and I'm looking for all of them to get together here with everybody's back and at 100%. I think we see what the true TCU team.
Well, that's what I think. So, I mean, obviously, that's the plan, and hopefully, our adversity hit us early and not late. And you know, that's what I keep telling our guys. But we had some opportunity to get some guys in there. Hopefully, that's a positive for us. But you want to play well, and we haven't played well all six games, and that's what the goal is. But you know, no one does do that. But we've got opportunity here, and we got to get this one here and then move on to the next one.
All right, best of luck here tonight.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
There you go. Jamie Dixon joining us here. A lot more to come here on Frogs Today when we continue after this timeout.
Dave's Hot Chicken is a cult favorite and now has two locations in Fort Worth, Bryant Urban Road on I-20 and Berry Street at TCU, both owned and operated by Horned Frogs. Mention the Frogs Today show and get 10% off anytime and order online at daveshotchicken.com.
The Flying T Club provides the everyday TCU fan and alum the ability to specifically support TCU student athletes. Flying T Club offers three levels of memberships. The Flying T Club is a nonprofit organization supporting the brand development of TCU student athletes through a series of unique event-based networking opportunities, which are exclusive to our members. These events provide a great social engagement tool for our members and student athletes alike. Follow them on Instagram at Flying T Club or online at flyingteaclub.com.
Back we come on Frogs Today. Got to get some more football news in for you right now. Sonny Dykes had his press conference earlier in the week getting ready for Kansas State. That 11 o'clock kickoff in the Big 12 championship game Saturday at AT&T Stadium. Frogs and K-State meeting for the second time on the year. Coach Dykes fielding questions from the media. We get to hear from the head coach right now.
It's kind of a unique deal playing against somebody twice in a year. It's something I haven't done very often. I think it's been a long time, maybe since I was coaching at Navarro Junior College, that I think we've played somebody twice in the same year. So that's a little bit different experience, a little bit different maybe than I'm accustomed to. But at the same time, it's just kind of a football game, and you got to get ready for all of them independently of each other. I just have a lot of respect for his teams. You know, I think that you know, to me, you always look at a team and you go, okay, again, is the sum of the parts, you know, greater than they are individually? And I think his team, although they have really good individual players, I think that they do a really good job of playing as a team and playing complementary football. You know, they play very hard. They don't beat themselves. I think we're two of the better teams in college football, both their offense and our offense, not turning the ball over. You know, we've played a bunch of games in a row. And so it's been a, you know, it's been a challenge just to try to get the guys back fresh and fast and rested and feeling good mentally. Cause you know, it's like anything else. They just get a little bit worn out mentally. And that sometimes you got to try to think of all the different things you can do to, you tell them a million times, boy, you guys feel great, don't you? You know, well, you're really fresh, aren't you? You know, they just kind of look at you like, actually, no, we're not, but whatever you say. So, you know, that you try to play that kind of psychology with them a little bit. But the good thing is, I think the guys feel good. The light's at the end of the tunnel. You know, they know that this is for the conference championship and all the stuff that goes along with it. And so I think that there is a different feeling, you know, maybe than there has been, certainly than there was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, you know what? It's been so much fun to be a part of this team just because I think we have done a remarkable job, and I'm not really sure why. I mean, I've got, you know, this is one of those things that once all this is over, we'll sit down as a staff and we'll talk about, okay, why did these players handle this so well? You know, and was it something we did? Was it something they did? Was it some kind of, you know, innate character trait that this team has? Was it the leadership of the team? Just, you know, we'll kind of go back and try to figure out a way to bottle it in a lot of ways. You know, conference championships are hard to win. You know what I mean? And you go and you look at really successful programs, and oftentimes they haven't won that many conference championships. And, you know, in the Big 12, you look at the dominance of Oklahoma, quite frankly, over the last, I don't know, 20 years, you know, and they've won a bunch of conference championships in the last 20 years, and everybody else has won a couple, you know. And I think that a chance to win that is obviously a big deal. And then obviously our players know the implications of all that on the bigger picture as well. And so, you know, as I said, I don't get a sense that the guys are tight or any of that. I haven't felt that. I think they're just excited about the opportunity. And again, I think that feeling again comes from the belief that they're, you know, they have confidence and they think that they're prepared, and that confidence comes from preparation.
Sonny Dykes, in his own words, there is his team still undefeated on the year. Frogs have been living right? So we're all going to get rewarded at Christmas for sure because of this. Well, the annual Christmas tree lighting took place on TCU's campus. We had a chance to ask folks exactly what they were looking for under the tree this year from the Horned Frogs.
If you had a Christmas wish for TCU football, what would it be?
Oh, win the Natty. Easy. That's the easiest question in the world. Win the Natty.
A national championship, for sure.
Win it all.
Go all the way, baby. Let's go.
Win the championship, for sure.
Yeah, win the national championship.
To finish all the way undefeated, yes.
Right. Take down Georgia in the national championship.
We want Georgia.
Absolutely to win.
National championship, yeah. Let's go undefeated the whole year, yeah. Really fun to watch. Although if they don't, the last handful of games, five or six, have just been awesome. I mean, the excitement is just right up till the last minute, and it's been really fun to watch.
I want more Hypnotoad and more wins.
Max Duggan for the Heisman.
They've been giving us a gift this year. I hope good things happen for them.
Go Frogs!
Go Frogs and all hail Hypnotoad.
Let's hope that Coach Sonny Dykes and his Horned Frogs can make many of those wishes come true as it starts on Saturday, 11 a.m., the Horned Frogs and that championship game matchup against Kansas State. That's going to do it for this Wednesday edition of Frogs Today. Don't forget, coming up Friday, we've got a live edition, big event taking place at the Kelly Center on the TCU campus. We'll hope you'll be able to join us in person for that one. So we got some of the greats in Horned Frog football will be stopping by. It's a live edition of Frogs Today. It'll happen on Friday. For our entire crew who helped make this one possible here today, thanks for joining us on the Wednesday edition of Frogs Today. See you Friday.
Roxo Media House.